Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel. Well, it was a bit surprising. You flash back 40 years or something when in the United Kingdom, British Steel was nationalized, perhaps I would say renationalized, because in the First World War and then briefly in the Second World War, the United Kingdom took control of various key industries. But the Labour government that won in 1945 nationalized things for the long term. Part of their welfare state. And lots of companies that were British in the name were therefore state-owned. British Leyland, British Gas, British Steel, British Home Stores as BHS, British Oxygen Company. There was British Rail. There isn't a chain of national restaurants. I can't think what else. British Telecom. And then they were privatized under the Thatcher administration of the 1980s. So British Steel was sold off to a Chinese-owned company several years ago. Remember when David Cameron came in as Prime Minister in 2010? His Chancellor was Gideon George Osborne. And Osborne hailed a golden era of cooperation between China and the United Kingdom, partly because the UK was economically a busted flush after the credit crunch. Osborne's economic policies managed to stop the recovery, push the UK back into recession. But anyway, the United Kingdom was crying out for a foreign direct investment, thinking they would get a lot from far Cathay. Not very much was forthcoming, but the Chinese almost own Cambridge University and a few others because their filthy lucre is so important. Of course, Cameron and Osborne happy to pretend that the Chinese regime was not enslaving people, was not enacting genocide in Xinjiang, anything for a fast buck. These guys, they really have no conscience. Cameron, Osborne, mass murderers. I mean, in fact, most MPs, obviously, who are like more than complicit in genocide against people of Gaza and indeed children of the United Kingdom. But it was obviously very short-sighted. And morality aside, there was almost no gain for the United Kingdom. But so British Steel being brought back into British hands. Now, I'm not a believer in autarky. I'm not against selling things off to other countries. I'm largely a free trader. Anyway, it's in Scunthorpe, which is in northeast England, a Labour seat. But okay, most of the United Kingdom is Labour territory these days. It's got 2,700 people working there. And obviously, steel is so important for all the things which are then made from steel, particularly weaponry. And the United Kingdom is trying to ramp up armaments production because of the growing threat from Russia. So the owners, Jingye, said they closed down the two blast furnaces. And that will be the end of primary steel production in the United Kingdom. And the UK said, well, we can't possibly allow that. So that there are holidays for MPs, which are roughly the same as school holidays. That doesn't mean they're just sworn off. Often they go back to the constituency to reconnect because some of them are hundreds of miles from Londinium, their constituency, so they can't be two places at once. I mean, they can be as lazy or as industrious as they wish. But exceptionally, Parliament was called back on a Saturday, which is very, very unusual. I think last time it happened was right after 9/11. And so both the House of Commons and the House of Lords sat, and they managed to rush through a special bill and receive the royal assent, I think, in just one day. I mean, it can be very, very brief, like the whatever Abdication Act in 1936, when Edward VIII stood down, was about 50 words. And it got through all through readings of both the Commons and the Lords in one day. Anyway, so the royal assent, le roi le veut, as in the king wants it, those words read out, and that's it. It is because the monarch, he suffered his signature upon the bill turning into an act, and it took effect immediately. Some bills don't take effect for several weeks or several months. It'll be written into it. Anyway, so Starmer is boasting that the government has saved it. British Steel. He said, my government. Ooh, meant to be His Majesty's government. There we are. So his power's going to his head, thinking he's head of state. So he safeguarded those jobs and so on. They've got to have steel production. It's not just a matter of national pride, but that's probably part of it. Anyway, so there's a stadium. So people saying we want our steel back. Was it a huge mistake to sell it off to Jingye in the first instance? So there was increasingly fractious relationship between the employees of the company and the executives from Jingye. Goodness. Anyway, Jingye executives can't get back in there. So the Conservative government is not happy about this. Sorry, the Chinese government is not happy about this. Now the Tories, they are lambasting the Labour government, saying that they made a dog's dinner of it. Well, in this situation, what should they have done? So the cabinet minister responsible is Jonathan Reynolds. Liar Jonathan Reynolds, who masqueraded as a solicitor, claimed to be one. In fairness to him, he was a trainee solicitor. He was only a few months away from qualifying when he dropped out because he was elected to Parliament. But that was a misrepresentation. I mean, I don't think anyone doubts he could have been one had he stayed on a little bit longer. So we'll go back to this. So the new legislation means that Reynolds effectively is manager of the company and is making sure that it keeps on going. But even he hasn't said that they can keep the blast furnaces going. The public ownership might go on for a long time. We don't know. They said the government is going to pay the market rate to shareholders. Well, what's that? We don't know. But the market value is seems to be naught. So it was loss making, and the taxpayer will have to be paying to this loss making company. But nevertheless, it's thought to be critical for the UK to have steel production. They're the only place to produce steel here. Reform UK had urged them to do it. Now, although I'm a right winger, I'm a capitalist and not a free market fundamentalist. I'm not completely against public ownership. There's some public ownership everywhere in the world. Republic of Ireland, we have some public ownership. It's just a question of how much and of what. So I don't have any principled aversion to it, or indeed a no propensity towards nationalizing things. It seems to me it was the right decision in the circumstances. If the Conservatives had been in office, I reckon they would have done the same thing. I mean, what was Kevin Badenoch's option? Let it go bust? I don't think so. That wouldn't be very good, especially one to wave her union flag. Corbyn said that the steel making should definitely be nationalised in the United Kingdom. He's a state socialist, so that wouldn't be surprising. Anyway, the Liberal Democrats have actually applauded them. The Greens think that's good, and the Greens want steel to be used for wind turbines, generate renewable energy, trains and tracks, to get cars off the road, to have more public transport, and so on. But there's a Tata Steel Works in Port Talbot as well, but that is probably due to go bust as well. Is that one going to be saved? So the Plaid Cymru route leader wants the same thing to happen so that the principality doesn't lose jobs either. Now there's Grangemouth as well. That's a Scottish oil refinery rather than the steel manufacturing place, and that could go bust as well. So Labour's being more socialist, we gave them credit to, but gave them credit for, but not really because they want to be. I suppose they felt they were forced to by the circumstances. But I think it was silly opportunism for Kemi Badenoch to speak out against it. But relations are not good with China. Sir Ian Duncan Smith, formerly leader of the Conservative Party, he's been sanctioned by the Chinese for saying, just how bad the Chinese regime is. Not being Sinophobic, the Chinese regime would also misrepresent as being anti-China. It's absolutely not. Feeling sorry for ordinary Chinese people who really have no rights, can be sent to prison for doing nothing wrong, to a slave labor camp for the Uyghur people, that ethnic minority there who are enslaved, are suffering genocide and all the rest of it. Now, there are some Chinese people who generally support the regime. There are a few people who do well out of it, others because of the terrorism and just brainwashing. They're frightened, and the easiest way is then Stockholm syndrome to take the side of your abuser, and they're duped by the propaganda and so on. And the Chinese regime, they actually have made life better for a lot of people in some ways. Yes, they've got no civil rights, but you see how much the economy has grown since the 60s. And some people are saying, well, I don't care about free expression. Remember one of my Chinese people saying, no politics, politics is bad. Well, Ken Livingstone, not someone I quote with approval very much. He said everything is political, what you eat and what you wear and so on. One of he's going a little bit far, but there's an element of truth in what he says. But case of this, I remember canvassing and people who are Chinese. I mean, even I think it must be British citizens, but ethnically Chinese in the United Kingdom often, ooh, don't want to speak about politics. Someone canvassing, give me a leaflet. No, close the door because that's dirty. They can't do that. Leave that to the government, which is, the ruling clique. We can't actually debate issues. Should we be doing this? Should we not? What are our rights? How should we solve problems? How should we improve things? You can't possibly discuss that. That would be the end of the world if you try to improve your society. One of the few things that this Labour government has done that I approve of. is renationalizing this steelworks. Well, thank you for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.